And good morning, and welcome to a one-on-one. Actually, it's a it's car talk here with Brad Dungis, and Brad, as always, is bringing in guests, and we've got Mrs. Sears. Jane, how you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you back as a repeat guest.
Well, everyone knows Mrs. Sears.
Yes, thank you for an
most everyone. There's probably a few new people around who don't know you. But anyway, welcome to Car Talk, and glad to have you here today.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I want to thank you, Dungis Family Autos, for giving me an opportunity to speak one more time about Bartlesville's Got Talent. So
that's right.
Thank you.
Well, we like those two organizations, the Pack the Backpacks and the Little Family Young Scholars, are two great organizations coming together for this.
Well, thank you. We thought it would be a good idea for sponsors if two nonprofits could come together and work together and have an event for the community as well as to benefit the organizations.
Right, and so much of it goes right back into the kids that need things this time of year. We're starting off school, so it's very timely.
It's all about education.
That's right, and of course you've got an education background. And have been doing this around here for a long time.
40 years.
40 years, mm-hmm. Which is wonderful. And I know you had some impact on my children and lots of children around here. So
we appreciate that,
all the hard work you've done.
Thank you, and you've got wonderful children. So.
I like to brag about them.
Well, you should. They are great kids.
They're great. Yeah, we got William starting class today in college, so it's a really big day for William and his first day of class. He's been up there playing soccer now for a couple of weeks on the Kenyon College soccer team, and just trying to fit in and get going on in this new part of his life. So it's a testament to Bartlesville Schools and the great public school system that we have here.
That is so exciting. Yeah. Just how wonderful for him. We're very excited for him.
Very excited. But we'll dispense with that and get back to what's going on, I guess, next weekend. Not this weekend, but the next weekend on Saturday night. You've got this event. I know that you mentioned it, but tell them about the event.
Bartlesville's Got Talent is going to happen at the Community Center on September 7th at 7 o'clock. We have 13 acts, and they range from ballroom dancing to a flute quartet and everything in between.
And these are people from just Bartlesville, regular walk of life?
Some of them are probably noted. Alan Gentis, our councilman, is going to be with us, but we just have a wide range. Maria Gus is going to be performing. So some names and uh-huh. some that you would know from if you go to the symphony or if you are a member of the choral society. So we do have talented folks. Many of them are classically trained. So mm-hmm. I feel like we've got good talent, and I think it's going to be a fun show.
And so what's involved in the show, and how do people get tickets and come to the event?
You get tickets at the community center. Tickets cost $25. And when you buy your ticket, you get 5 voting tickets because the audience has an opportunity to pick the People's Choice Award. We're doing something a little bit different as well. Each performer had an opportunity to pick a nonprofit, and that ranges from the cottage to Mary Martha. If those performers come in, if they're judged first, second, or third, or if they are the People's Choice Award, a portion of what they have earned in their voting box will go to that nonprofit. And so
that's wonderful.
Not only do we want them to have their 5 voting tickets, we'd like them to bring some extra money because this is a fundraiser. Some extra money, buy some voting tickets, and vote for the performer of their choice or the nonprofit of their choice.
So you can actually stuff the ballot box if you want.
This is a time where we are saying, come early and vote often.
You can vote more than once. It's a rare opportunity.
Yes.
That's great. And Saturday night, what time does it start?
7 o'clock on Saturday. We open the doors at 6:15. And if you come early, we have a few super voters who have given some money. And if you come early, you get twice the tickets. So if you come at 6:15 and you buy 25 tickets, you'll get 50 tickets until the money's gone that they've put up. But you can double your votes. And so come early at 6:15, Get your tickets and, like I said, vote early and often.
Excellent. Can you can you get your tickets in advance too? Or
yes, yes.
Where do you get them?
Well, the event tickets are at the community center. They're handling that for us. And when you get that, you get your voting tickets. If you want to vote ahead of time, if you want to get some extra voting tickets ahead of time, I would say call Lowell Family Young Scholars and we'll work with
you. Probably arrange that.
Yeah, we can arrange that.
Excellent. So let's talk about the programs and what Pack the Backpacks does and Lowell Family Young Scholars, too. Because that's what we're really trying to do here is draw attention to those organizations. And I know Pack the Backpacks has been around now for almost 20 years. And, you know, it's a great organization and so many volunteers come out. And how many people come to that day when you pack the backpacks?
You know, I am not 100% sure how many people are there, but it is, if you go to St. Luke's and pack the backpacks, there is a steady line of people going from room to room, filling the backpack and then depositing it so it can be distributed.
It's an amazing process.
It really is an amazing process.
Several hundred people, I think, show up. And it started with just 20 or something.
It certainly has grown. It's a very organized, well-oiled machine. I think they gave away about 2,300 backpacks this year, which is really impressive to kids in Washington County, not just Bartlesville, but all of Washington County. And what a difference it makes for a kid to start school with the supplies that they need. You start school on the right foot. You need those things.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does make a big difference.
Everybody's on the same playing field too. Yeah, that's great. And Lowell Young Scholars Program has also not been around quite as long, but a great organization that works to help disadvantaged kids, people that need help. It keeps them plugged in.
Yes, it does.
And on track, really, to go to college. And
2006, Barry and Karen had an idea. They saw a need and wanted to help, and so they started the program. And the amazing thing is the program has just evolved over the years. That if they saw a need, then they said, how can we do that? And so it, from being a mentoring and scholarship program, students have an opportunity to participate in financial literacy so that when they go to college, they will make good choices. They have an opportunity to volunteer because that's so important to give back to your community. They also, learning how to network is really an important thing too. And of course, always a focus on academics and scholarship.
Yeah, no, great, great program. And you can find out about both those organizations by looking for them on Facebook or online at packthebackpacks.org. Or at lowyoungscholars.org. The two websites.
They're
both on Facebook and out there. And get your tickets for the event. There's a lot of great stuff going on this time of year. And you want to make plans to get out there on Saturday night. I know on Friday night, the ARC Employability is coming together and has a new branding name going on, which is escaping me at the moment. But that event's on Friday night. And football kicks off, too. And there's so much going on. So I think United Way will be doing a big kickoff meeting for them, I think, at the football game. So lots of great stuff going on this time of year. And our holiday weekend is right around the corner. And that means we're almost at the end of August, Tom, which is, as we've been talking about all month, is a big month in selling cars, particularly for new vehicles. It's a model year end clearance time. Where we're trying to move out all our 2019s. So there's a couple 2018s left. But we're making room for the 2020s, which have been arriving for a while, but now are just coming in loads, and we need to make room for those. So there's great deals. The manufacturers are helping us out with some great interest rates and rebates, and we've got great discounts on our cars. I think, great deals on like a 2019 Camry. For only under $23,200, I think you save about $5,700 on that.
Wow.
On a Camry, which is really a great deal. There's deals on Highlanders, RAV4s. We've got great deals on Tacoma right now. There's a really great payment on a Tacoma lease, a couple of the other Toyotas, the Highlander, the 4Runner. I know Jane has a 4Runner and was talking before about her loving to ride in that, and great feeling, but great deals on 4Runners, Tacoma. Like I said, is going to lease really well. Amazing lease payment on that. So come pick out the Tacoma you want, and we'll show you what you can get that for. On the Ford side, you've probably seen on TV the big discount offers there, 20% off on almost every Ford SUV. We've got almost over 25% off on some of our 2019 F-150 XLTs. We've got like a new 2018 Ford Edge for under $22,000. New Ford Explorer, 2019, that's under $30,000. And $10,000 off on 2019 F-150 STXs. So that's a lot of information there, but basically the news is there's big deals. Most of this is going to expire. The manufacturer incentives all will come to an end on the evening of the 3rd. So there's not much time left in this particular month cycle for their incentives. So come on out this weekend and you can check all that out. We'll be open on Monday too in the sales department. And it really is easy. I've been talking about that too. We'd really try to make buying and selling cars a happy, fun thing to do.
But it is. You want to do it all the time.
It's something we try to do every day and have been successful at that lately. Yeah. So for over 75 years. But it is fun. And I think that's important. I know people have a lot of plans this weekend. So if you are going to be shopping, go ahead and give us a shout. We can set things up so that it can go real quickly. It really doesn't need to take long. A lot of the work can be done online or before you show up these days. And really, there's a lot of ways to make it simple and quick. And we're really focused on your time and making it simple for you.
We were talking before we got on the air. The way that you've been going with the computer, with making sure that everybody can get that oil change just lickety-split. Yeah. You were telling me that thing is even moving faster now.
Well, what we're seeing is that we've just gotten a little more disciplined and better at operating the system.
Oh, okay.
It takes a little bit we just had to add a process to an already busy system with a lot going on when we're quite busy. Uh-huh. But like this morning, before I came, I was looking at the Ford site, and we had, I think there were 6 people in done mode, 3 that were in our 4 bays there, and about 10 that were lined up getting ready to go into the 4 bays. The wait at that time was 54 minutes. So, I mean, what's neat is it's actually calculating the wait time about right. And the way the system works is if you could check in then at that point and show up in 54 minutes, and we'd be just about ready to start working on your car. And so if it was a simple oil change and a tire rotation or something, it might take us 45 minutes, something like that, to get it done. So we're really trying there again to respect your time and not to, it used to be when we were busy, you'd have to come in and wait for, us to work through the line ahead of you. This just gives you the chance to see how long that line is and time your arrival when we're about to start your work. And I think it's going to make a great difference in how easy it is to do business with us in our service department.
And just remember, air conditioning company while you wait.
Yeah. it's cool to us, and I think as we roll this out over the next few weeks, we're going to there's an app you can get on your phone where you can actually see the wait. Right now I've got it up on mine here. And what are we showing? We've got about a 30-minute wait at the Ford dealership.
Wow,
right,
that's
now
pretty
so
good.
We've been cranking along there. But it is a little longer at Toyota. It's about 2 hours right now. So they've got a busy morning there.
But at least you know.
But and that's right. And you can get the $9.95 oil change at either store. So it's a great deal. And so if you had the app now, you'd just click on it and you could check right in and you could show up in 30 minutes and get there. So if you want to check it out, go to the App Store on your phone. Apple and Android phones have access to it. Just search for Dungis Net Check-In and you can download the app. It's not a fancy app that's going to get in and take any of your information or anything.
Don't have any crawly things in that thing, do you?
No. Thing that just allows you to check in and be notified when your oil change is done. So have, there's a few other nice things it'll do for you.
Very good. And,
pretty cool.
Again, adding to the experience. And if you have a good experience, you're going to come back. And that's what we really focus on with
our people. Our people are what make it all happen. And
true.
We're so proud of them. And we're always looking for that right person, you know, mm-hmm. and that is the key to in our business. It's a service business. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's, you know, I really have fun focus on that part of our business. We have such a great team. And, you know, promoting people, we just promoted Michelle Gaines to be Toyota sales manager.
Wow.
And she'd been working in Lincoln and started selling cars a few years ago. And a great example of somebody who really has that drive and the heart, really, and knows how to take care of people. She's done a great job, and she's been off to a great start selling Toyotas, great team we have.
One thing I really like is that if you're curious or you're looking and you really, you know, have your mind maybe on one vehicle, but something catches your eye on the other lot, you get to stay with the same person that you've already developed a rapport with, and you don't have to start all over again. I think that makes people more at ease.
Well, we're all about making you at ease. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's simple to us. It just seems logical. Mm-hmm. I mean, while some people may have a little bit more product knowledge in one area or another, if you've already established a relationship and you don't, I mean, there's no reason to have to extricate yourself from that one store to go to another.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make this simple. You know, we really approach it as a team anyway. So, I mean, we're all going to be there to take care of you. And hopefully that's going to be your experience. But the reality is it's neat to be able to compare a Tundra and an F-150 right there on the same lot and Camry and Fusion or any of our great product. There is, I mentioned the 2019 model year in closeout, but the 20s are coming, and you need to check them out. The all-new 2020 Corolla is a really great car. And
didn't they add a few things onto that?
They added a lot of stuff. I mean, Toyota, Ford, both are really, technology is being added to virtually all levels of all the vehicles, so every trim level, safety equipment, better connections between your mobile device and the vehicle, make it so that stuff like maps and finding things, finding a parking place, finding your vehicle if it's in a big parking lot, starting your vehicle, pretty soon opening and closing the doors, starting the vehicle right from your phone. So all kinds of things. On the Toyotas now, when your check engine light comes on, it actually notifies us, and we know we get a code on what's causing it. And it's a simple code, but we get the report then, the system's talking to you, and we know things like flat tires, stuff like that. It's really great. It's kind of different in our world, but I think it's going to make a big difference in how people and how people engage with their vehicle in the future.
Talk about the future. That's right now. Hot dog, the light goes on, and all of a sudden your men and women back at the shop already know what you might be facing.
We can get somebody on the way to help you if you need it.
Wow.
And a lot of times that's what we find are people, because if you don't need this, then it may seem kind of intrusive. But say your car's down and you do have that flat tire and your husband's somewhere else or your wife and you're on the highway, it's kind of nice. And we can get somebody on
good
the way
reassurance.
There. And these cars are going to be expanding this kind of technology into all the stuff they're talking about with autonomous vehicles and all the safety stuff. So, I mean, it is a part of that same technological revolution that's going on around us.
And one thing is a constant. There's nothing better than that new car smell.
Well, that's true. I mean, but of course, with our great detail department, you can approach that.
You can get
pretty darn close to it.
That's good to know.
A complete detail. Enrique and the team do a great job, and they really are professionals at that. And of course, they get a lot of practice because all of our used cars go through their department to be reconditioned and fully cleaned up. But I will say, before William went off to college, we cleaned up his Corolla, which had a lot of soccer driving home from soccer practice in it after.
It was soccer involved.
Hot workout. So it needed to be cleaned, and it was very, very well done.
Oh, great
passed,
to know.
Passed all smell tests after that.
And of course, it runs great too. Now we mentioned the stuff with computers and everything, but you've got one website that can take you to all the dealerships.
That's right.
I think it's really nice that you can do many tools
too on the website to help you for any information you need. I mentioned the net check-in app, the search for new or used vehicles, but it's dungeonschoice.com is the easiest way to find us. You can also find us on Facebook or go from dungeonschoice.com to our Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota showroom websites, and that's where you can get all kinds of information on the new vehicles. All our used vehicles are up on all the websites, so you don't have to go from one to another to see a different inventory. They're all up on all the sites, and everything's, you know, we try to get pictures just as fast as we can of all the cars, so take lots of pictures of them so you can really see what that car is about. Mm-hmm. We get as much information as we can into our descriptions of the vehicle, and love to, you know, really show you market information on the vehicle too, what the cars are selling for, what the other cars are out there like it, and be real transparent in the purchase process and give you all the information you need to make that informed decision. If trade is something you're interested in, if you're trading in your vehicle, you can start that process online too. And get full information on what your trade is worth and credit applications and information are up there also.
That's more than convenient. That's really, really forward. I really like that.
Well, we got to compete. I know the world is changing, and there's a lot of talk in our business about how retail automotive is going to evolve, and we certainly are trying to stay well ahead of that.
I think you are.
Well, let's bring Jane back in and talk more about the event coming up. So remind people that on September 7th.
September 7th at 7 o'clock at the Community Center. Get your tickets.
Support Pack the Backpacks, which has already had their big event for this year, but we're raising money so that there's always stuff for the school supply drive, which is the other name it's known for. It's been around for a long time, providing school supplies to students throughout Washington County. Lots of volunteers involved in that, and they've joined up with Low Family Young Scholars this year for this program, which is on the 7th, and a lot of talented Bartlesville people will be out there, and only $25 for tickets. So
come out and be a part of a fun show. Mm-hmm. Make it fun for the audience.
I know you had sponsorship available. Are they still out if someone's interested in doing a sponsorship?
We certainly would welcome any sponsors, and I really want to also thank our sponsors because Bartlesville is very generous.
You want to mention some of the major ones.
Family Autos was one of our supporters, but just a wide range.
It is everybody supports
this.
So that's,
and we know that there are lots and lots of asks. As you were just talking about all of the events that are just this weekend, and we know there are lots of asks, and so we are very appreciative to our sponsors for donating, for supporting us and donating.
It's a neat event, too, because of the combining of the two groups together, and then the winning team gets to help support another nonprofit just by winning the talent contest.
Yes. So we are looking forward to the show. We want it. We want to have a good audience so the performers feel appreciated. So go out and get a ticket and join.
You'll get to help pick the winner, too, by voting.
Oh, yeah. You're very much involved.
Yeah. People's Choice Award is by your votes. So.
Excellent. Well, that'll be a fun time for everybody, I'm sure. And we'll all see everybody out there on next Saturday night on the 7th. So, anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on, as always, in Bartlesville and at the dealership. Mm-hmm. I mentioned a lot of new car stuff. Used cars are a big deal this time of year, too. Mm-hmm. We're actually really in need of used car inventory, so if you are looking to sell a car or to even buy in somewhere else and just want to make sure you're getting a fair trade offer, bring it by. We'll be happy to make you a cash offer for your vehicle. We need all kinds of inventory from almost new stuff to older vehicles. We have a lot of customers looking for particularly for, you know, cars that have, you know, a good life left, but have maybe been used for 3 or 4 years and that are, can be bought for under $20,000. That's a, you know, pretty desirable for people. So it's, if you've got something like that, be sure to bring it out. We'll be make you a strong offer for that. But on our used car lot, we've got a lot of great choices already. And our certified vehicles, Toyota, Lincoln, and Ford certification, as well as our Q-certified vehicles. And I didn't mention on the new cars, too, you get, at Dungis only, a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty at no additional cost to you when you purchase the vehicle. So that's a Dungis only benefit and something we do just to help our customers. It's a, it's an added value and being a customer of Dungis.
Nice. That is really nice.
Well, it's a really valuable thing. And if you think about it, it's not going to cover, you know, everything, but it is a powertrain warranty, so it covers the engine and all the big things that,
that make it move.
The big things that make it move, right? And it is for up to 100,000 miles and 7 years from your original in service date, and that's at no additional cost. It's a nationwide warranty, so it's not just, it doesn't tie you to Dungis. It's good all across the country at any ASE certified shop. So it is a really great product.
We had talked about the Lincolns a little bit last week, and I can only say, every time I've driven one, I owned one for a long time. That might be one of the sweetest rides on earth, and they just keep getting better.
They do get better, and you know, we're really excited right now. We should have our first Aviator any day now. I don't know where it is exactly. It's supposed to arrive in the first week of September, so it's any day now. So hopefully it'll get here. That's going to be a great vehicle. This is a vehicle in the midsize SUV space that we have, brand new for Lincoln. This is something that we haven't had a competitor in that space for a while. It's going to build off the success that the Navigators had and the, recently the Nautilus, which is now the best-selling Lincoln nationwide. Lincoln sales are growing, and a lot of the sales are coming from people converting from other luxury brands, which is a little different from really the last couple decades with Lincoln. A lot of our owners were repeat Lincoln buyers, and you know, I think that Lincoln's really changed the perception of the brand with the great product they have, and a lot of it does get back to that ride that you mentioned.
It's like a cushion of air.
They call it quiet luxury, and it is, it's really nice and very much focused on the interior space of the vehicle and how it looks and feels. And of course, the way that it rides. And they're great stuff, like there's a seat you can get that's got over 27 different things that move and can adjust. The massages, it's got heat and cool. We've got Revel Sound, which is a really great sound system you can get in the vehicle. There's entertainment systems that have game features and all kinds of stuff to keep the kids occupied, and it's great, just great stuff.
And it's all there at Dungis. And right now, you can just drop by on your way back from work, or perhaps you're going to be open on Monday as well.
That's
remember,
right.
It's on the west side, the best side of the street, on 75 on Washington Boulevard. Right. Can't miss it.
Can't miss it. Just south of the Millwater Road and near the Quick Trip. Got the big Ford sign, and if you're want to pull into service, but on the north side of the Ford store or on the north side of the Toyota store, just pull right up, and they'll be happy to take care of you. Or you can check out that app we were mentioning go to the App Store and just search for Dungis, and you'll find us, and it can tell you when to show up at the dealership and get your oil changed, what the best time to come is.
That is just wonderful. We really appreciate you coming in each and every week for Car Talk here, Brad, and also bringing in a guest from the community so that we know what's going on out there.
Well, we'd like to help share this time with great partners of ours like the Low Family Young Scholars and Pack the Backpacks and Jane. So,
thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate all your great work. And don't forget to check them out next Saturday night at the Bartlesville Got Talent event.
Very good. And once again, that is September 7th at 7 p.m. Just think 7, man,
That's
and you
right.
got it.
And go early, vote often, stuff the ballot for your favorite team. favorite talent.
Yeah, there you go. And it's great talent, too. We're not talking about an amateur. These are accomplished performers who live right here in the community.
That's true. We have accomplished performers, and Bartlesville has lots and lots of talent, and we are just tapping into a few of them.
Well, that's another thing we always focus on here, but Bartlesville does have a lot of talented people, and so you'll see it all next Saturday night.
All righty. Once again, thank you very much, both of you, for coming in on Car Talk here on K-Wine.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next week, Brad. And once again, you're listening to K-Wine at AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Please stay tuned. Coming up, we've got CBS News on the top of the hour, and I'll have your local headlines coming up right after that. Right now, it's just ahead of 10 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K-1.